Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty mind-bending, actually. We're looking at how these really complex mathematical equations can describe things that sound like pure chaos.
That's right. We're diving into the Korteweg-de-Vries equation, the KdV equation, and how it behaves with, well, what's called white noise as its starting point. But not just anywhere on an infinite line.
Infinite. Okay. So not like a wave in a confined space, but just going on forever.
Exactly. And the randomness, the white noise, also goes on forever. We're digging into a really key paper here, invariants of white noise for KdV on the line, from Killip, Murphy, and Wiesen. Our mission really is to pull out what this means for, you know, how waves and randomness interact.
Okay, so let's unpack this. First off, the KdV equation, some folks might have heard of it, maybe in relation to solitons.
Yeah, precisely. It goes way back to 1895, Korteweg and de Vries. They were looking at these unusual waves in shallow water waves that just kept their shape, didn't spread out, solitons.
Right, these stable, lonely waves. And KdV became huge in mathematical physics, didn't it? Because it mixes nonlinearity and dispersion.
Exactly. Nonlinearity is how the wave interacts with itself, and dispersion is how different frequency components spread out. KdV balances these perfectly, which is why you get solitons. And it has these, well, really neat properties. It's Hamiltonian. It supports solitons, obviously. And crucially, it's completely integrable.
Okay, Hamiltonian, that connects to physics, energy states. How does that play in here? And you mentioned Gibbs measures.
Right. So in physics, Gibbs measures describe systems in thermal equilibrium, their sort of natural random state. Now, KdV being completely integrable is kind of special. It means it has tons of conserved quantities, deep structure. Mm. And here's the kicker. It means KdV can be described by more than one Hamiltonian system. That's not typical.
Ah, okay. So there's a choice.
There's a choice. Mm. And one standard Hamiltonian leads to a Gibbs measure that's, well, it's unnormalizable. Mathematically, it doesn't really behave nicely, gives infinite probability, doesn't make sense for modeling, you know, real equilibrium.
But there's another way.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is if you pick a different specific Hamiltonian for KdV, the Gibbs measure that pops out is white noise.
White noise. Okay, hold on. The static on the radio, the sleep machine sound, that's a mathematical state for this wave equation.
Well, yes and no. It's the mathematical idealization of that. We think of static, sure. But mathematically, it's very precise. It's a Gaussian process where its value at any point is completely independent of its value at any other point.
So totally uncorrelated. Maximum randomness point to point. And the white part?
The white part means it contains all frequencies equally. Like white light contains all colors. White noise has equal power across the entire frequency spectrum. No peak, no specific tone, just everything at once.
Okay, that's a clearer picture. Maximum randomness, all frequencies present. And the paper's authors link this to a soliton soup. I love that image.
It's a great term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Their idea is that white noise is maybe the best way we currently have to imagine a soliton soup. Think of this incredibly chaotic, random background.
Yeah.
But underlying it, the whole thing is actually made up of these stable solitons, just densely packed and interacting chaotically. It's like hidden order within the noise.
So the chaos is the solitons, just lots of them.
In a sense, yes.
Yeah.
And there's work by Manami suggesting this soup is just solitons, no other radiation or dispersing waves mixed in. This comes from looking at, well, the spectrum of a related quantum problem, the Schrodinger operator, with a white noise potential, connects to something called Anderson localization.
Wow. And white noise has other properties too, right? Like being the same everywhere.
That's key. It's statistically invariant under translation.
Mm-hmm.
It's stationary, ergodic, strong mixing. Basically, its statistical character doesn't change no matter where or when you look at it.
Okay, so we have this elegant KdV equation, this perfectly random white noise, which might be a soliton soup. And now we try to put them together on an infinite line. You said earlier this is way harder than on a finite loop, like a circle. Why is that?
Oh, it's a massive jump in difficulty. The finite loop case, the torus that's basically sorted out, great work by Guastel, Valco, Kapeller, Topalov, and others. But the infinite line.
What's the big hurdle?
The biggest one is that white noise doesn't decay. It's just as wild and random, infinitely far away, as it is right here. There's no settling down at infinity, which mathematicians usually rely on to, you know, control things.
So the infinite chaos makes it unmanageable. I think you also mentioned a thermodynamic limit problem.
Exactly. With some other similar equations, like the nonlinear Schrodinger equation, when people tried to go from a finite box to an infinite volume, the randomness just collapsed.
Collapsed? How?
The whole system, the statistical ensemble, would just condense onto a single solitary wave. It lost its randomness. So just taking the limit naively, it might destroy the very thing you're studying.
Yikes. Okay, so direct limits are dangerous. What about just trying to solve the equation directly on the line? What breaks down mathematically?
Well, trying to take the infinite volume limit of the known torus solutions, the authors say that's absolutely hopeless at this time. You lose control over how norms, like measures of size or smoothness, behave, and there's a fundamental issue. You can't really square white noise point-wise.
You can't square it? Why not?
It's just too irregular, too spiky. Its value fluctuates so wildly that trying to square it at a single point in time often gives you infinity. The mass just breaks.
Okay, squaring is out, limits are out. What about trying to build a solution locally just for a short time?
Also hopeless, according to the authors. Because white noise is an ergodic process. That basically means if something bad can happen anywhere in this infinite space, it will happen, and it'll happen everywhere, statistically speaking.
So any local solution would immediately hit some catastrophic irregularity somewhere.
Pretty much. It would likely break down instantly. You can't build it piece by piece if the foundation is infinitely shifting sand everywhere.
This really does sound impossible. So how did Killip, Murphy, and Wiesen actually do it? What was their workaround?
It was incredibly clever. They used a multi-stage strategy involving something called commuting flows, specifically HK flows, which Killip and Wiesen had worked on before. They couldn't tackle KDV head-on.
So they use an approximation first, these HK flows.
Sort of. Think of them as related, maybe slightly simpler, systems that share deep properties with KDV. They introduced a complex parameter, K, into these flows.
And this parameter K, what does it do?
It acts like a regularizer, like a temporary mathematical tool to smooth things out just enough. It helps manage those potential large-scale blow-ups from the white noise without actually changing the fundamental nature too much.
Okay, so a stabilizing parameter. What was their step-by-step plan then?
Right. It was basically three main steps. First, they took their HK flow with the parameter K and proved it worked on a finite segment, a torus, with periodized white noise. They showed it preserved the white noise measure there.
Okay, prove it works in the easier setting first. Makes sense.
And this actually gave a new proof for the torus case too, which was neat. Then, step two. This is the big one. They let the size of that torus go to infinity, Ellerich-Corfi, while keeping K fixed.
Ah, the infinite limit. But with the K stabilizer still active, how did they manage that transition? You mentioned multi-scale analysis.
Exactly. This HK flow has a crucial property, finite speed of propagation. Information doesn't travel infinitely fast. This locality helps connect the finite and infinite pictures. The multi-scale analysis is like using a mathematical zoom lens. They successively reveal the potential Q, the white noise in dyadic windows. Imagine looking at the noise in windows around the origin that keep doubling in size. They use the fact that the influence of points far away decays rapidly thanks to the exponential decay of the Green's function.
Green's function, right?
Yeah.
How does that help with data as messy as white noise?
Green's functions tell you how a disturbance spreads. Here, their exponential decay helps tame the no decay at infinity problem.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially, they use the diagonal Green's function, GXQK.
The diagonal one.
Yeah. What's amazing, they show this G acts like a diffeomorphism. It's a smooth, invertible map. It basically lets them recover the original noisy potential Q from this smoother Green's function G. It's like a mathematical decoder ring for chaos.
That's incredibly elegant, using this Green's function to reconstruct the noise. Okay, so they've managed the infinite limit with K fixed. What's the final step?
The final step is to get back to the real KDV. They now let the parameter K go to infinity. They remove the stabilizer, having safely navigated the infinite volume limit. And what they end up with is the actual KDV dynamics for white noise on the whole real line.
And that's the main achievement. They actually constructed it.
Yes. That's the headline result. Their main theorem, Theorem 7.1, basically says the KDV dynamics works, and it generates a measure-preserving one-parameter group of transformations on the space of white noise.
Okay. Measure-preserving. Let's really hit that. What does it mean in simple terms?
It means that as the white noise evolves, according to the KDV equation, its statistical properties don't change. If you start with white noise, you always have white noise. The randomness signature is perfectly preserved over time.
Wow. So the equation respects the chaos. It doesn't destroy it or change its fundamental character.
Exactly. It's an invariance. The white noise measure is invariant under the KDV flow. And the one parameter group part just means the evolution is consistent, predictable in time, reversible, like clockwork operating on this randomness.
That's a profound result. Order preserving disorder. You also mentioned Green solutions and Koopman operators. Briefly, what do they add?
The Green solutions, are the actual solutions they construct. They satisfy a certain integral equation that makes sense even for the super irregular data, independent of how they built it. And the Kuppen operators forming a unitary group is important for the bigger picture in statistical mechanics. It gives a solid mathematical foundation for studying the long-term statistical behavior.
So, robust solutions and a solid framework for long-term analysis. Amazing.
And they hint that maybe looking at time averages, a local averaging effect, might help deal with that tricky squaring white noise problem in other contexts later on.
What a journey. We went from, you know, these simple-looking waves and canals to the deep end of probability theory and infinite dimensional spaces. So for everyone listening, what's the big takeaway here?
I think it's a stunning insight that a fundamental law of physics, KDV, doesn't just tolerate extreme randomness like white noise. It actually preserves its essential character. It finds this incredible, robust order within the chaos.
Order within chaos. That's powerful. And does this research leave us with any big open questions to chew on?
Oh, definitely. The authors pose a major one themselves. Conjecture 7.6 asks, is the KDV flow mixing? Does it, over long times, thoroughly shuffle any initial state, any starting white noise configuration, so that eventually any patch looks statistically indistinguishable from any other?
Like stirring cream into coffee until it's completely uniform.
Exactly. Does it eventually erase all memory of the specific starting configuration, leading to a universal statistical state? Answering that touches on really deep questions about predictability, long-term behavior, and the ultimate fate of information in these chaotic, infinite systems.
So understanding if this Salatin soup truly mixes could have implications far beyond just KDV, maybe for climate, maybe quantum systems.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
Understanding mixing in fundamental models like this, well, it pushes the boundaries of how we think about randomness and determinism in complex systems everywhere. It's definitely something to keep thinking about.